Text numéro 44. Executions and death sentences in US reach historic lows in 2021. In 1999, 279 people were sentenced to death in the United States, and 98 prisoners were executed. That year saw the most executions since capital punishment was reinstated in 1976. Things have changed. In 2021, the number of people sentenced to death was down to 18, and the number of prisoners executed this year was 11. The number of executions was the fewest since 1988, and the number of death sentences equals last year's total for the fewest in the modern era of the death penalty. And when Virginia outlawed the death penalty in March, after having executed more prisoners than any other state, it created a majority of 26 states that have either banned capital punishment or imposed a moratorium on its use, according to statistics released Thursday by the Death Penalty Information Center. The numbers marked a continuing decline in America's desire to execute convicted murderers. A Gallup poll from earlier this year found public support for the death penalty at a 50-year low, although 80% of those surveyed in 1994 supported capital punishment. This year, only 54% said they were in favour of the death penalty for a person convicted of murder. There's a consistent national trend moving away from the death penalty, said Robert Dunham, the centre's executive director. He cited two major factors. There's been a paradigm shift about punishment in general, a social shift away from excessive punishment, and there's been this growing awareness about flaws with the death penalty in particular. Whether it's the wrongful conviction of defendants, the racial disparities in its use, or the high cost of the trial and appeals process. New research by the centre found that 186 prisoners since 1973 have been exonerated after being sentenced to die. We now know that for every 8.3 executions, there's an exoneration, Dunham said. That's an appalling failure rate. If we read that about any other public policy, it would not be tolerated. Dunham added, it is now unquestionably true that people who are innocent have been executed, and their innocence has never been discovered. The centre found that the death penalty is becoming geographically isolated, with just three states, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Texas, accounting for a majority of both death sentences and executions last year. In 2021, Texas and the federal government, which executed 13 prisoners during the last 6 months of the Trump administration, both performed three executions, while Oklahoma had two and Missouri, Alabama, and Mississippi each had one. There were no executions west of Texas for a seventh straight year. Adapted from the Washington Post, December 2022.